Welcome back to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brenninger. We are now up to episode number 17, and today I'm going to be covering I Feel For You, which is the second to last song on Prince's second album, self-titled Prince. I just wanted to apologize for not leading my last episode for Still Waiting off with a warning that I was going to be singing in that episode. I don't know what came over me. I feel like singing sometimes, and I ask my family. I'm walking around the house singing Prince songs, singing songs I make up, singing whatever. And so it just seemed like a natural thing for me to begin singing the lyrics to Still Waiting when I was trying to get my point across. If you weren't expecting to hear me sing or attempt to sing, I know I'm not a great singer, whatever. Okay, now that I've got the apology out of the way, I Feel For You is the song I'm going to be discussing today, and this is a very popular song in the Prince canon. Now, I Feel For You, as it exists on the Prince LP, was not a hit. It wasn't even released as a single, and it took a few other tries by other artists to make this song more ubiquitous. Now, once it became a big hit for other artists, and I'll get to that in a second, Prince wanted to kind of remind everybody that, hey, this was my song, the song that you love from Chaka Khan or from the Pointer Sisters. This is my song, and I'm going to remind everybody about that through the release of my Hits and B-Sides collection in 1993. So this is one of the few songs that Prince included on the hits, the two-disc hit set that was never released as a single. I mean, not counting some of the additional songs that he added just for that release, like Pope, or, I mean, even the Nothing Compares to You version with Rosie Gaines wasn't a single in the U.S. It was the B-side. So the other song that comes to mind that kind of took a life of its own, even though it was never officially released as a single, is Adore off of Sign of the Times. And I Feel For You kind of follows that same trajectory where it wasn't a single, but due to its popularity as a song in the Prince community, amongst Prince fans, that he felt like he needed to be included. And I also think a little bit was that he wanted to take the song back, or at least, I don't know, maybe not take it back, but he wanted to remind everybody, if in case you didn't know or forgot, that I Feel For You was his song. It was recorded in 1979 and had been out for 5 years before it became a worldwide success in 1984, thanks to
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, got a feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
But Chaka Khan's version wasn't even the first version. The Pointer Sisters covered this song and did a version of their own a couple years earlier, I believe in 82, and B.B. Jackson of the Jackson family. So B.B. recorded a version as well. That one isn't as well known. So it was the Chaka Khan version of I Feel For You that really blew the song up. Chaka had, you know, a multitude of talented musicians and artists helping her with the song. So she had the lyrics and the melody from Prince's original version. She added some hip-hop elements by including Grandmaster Melly Mel from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. That was quite the coup to have that in 1984, to add the hip-hop element to the song. Hip-hop was still a burgeoning genre in 84. You know, it was popular in New York City. It was gaining popularity outside of New York and LA and Chicago, but as a genre, it hadn't reached the entire world yet. probably there was parts of the United States that it hadn't even reached yet. So this might have been many, many people's first kind of introduction to rapping in a song, along with, you know, of course, Blondie's Rapture, which came out a few years before that. But that was a white girl rapping. This was Melly Mel, an actual hip-hop artist, a rapper in a successful group, joining forces with an R&B singer to create this enormous hit. And of course, the harmonica, as we all know, or those of us who are familiar with this recording, was none other than Stevie Wonder. So she had an A-team across the board helping her with this song, between Prince and Stevie Wonder and Melly Mel, and then of course all the other amazing studio musicians that she had to help her with this song. And Chaka, in her version, not to take anything away from Chaka Khan, because she's an amazing singer and super talented, and what she does in this song is, you know, it's for me personally, this is one of maybe the only, probably the only song of that was originally written by and recorded by Prince that was covered, that I'm like, I don't know, I kind of like the cover as much, if not better, because I really love I Feel For You's. I love Chaka Khan's version of I Feel For You. I just do. It was my first introduction to the song, of course. I didn't own a copy of the Prince album in 1984. I didn't know this song existed. All I knew was Chaka Khan's version, and I loved it, so, and I still do. Like I Wanna Be Your Lover, I Feel For You was also written about and for Patrice Rushen. This is the musician that Prince had been introduced to and was hoping to get to know her a little bit better. I think he was romantically interested in her, and it was unrequited, as we found out just through history and also through the lyrics of the songs that he wrote about her. You can obviously tell that I Wanna Be Your Lover is sung from a place of longing. Now, I Feel For You is a little different. We'll get to the lyrics in a second, but I just wanted to make the point that this was another song written for her by Prince that was rejected. Don't know why. I've never read anywhere or Patrice's account of why she didn't accept I Wanna Be Your Lover and I Feel For You as her songs. Don't know. But the bottom line is that it was rejected, and she was likely the inspiration for the lyrical content within the song, just like she was for I Wanna Be Your Lover. There's some parallels between the songs in terms of how they were written and the lyrics, but there's also some differences as well. And I think this will be about as good a time as any to start talking about the lyrics and where I feel like the similarities with I Wanna Be Your Lover lie, and then where the differences, kind of where the two songs kind of go on their different paths lyrically. First verse in I Feel For You goes, "Baby, baby, when I look at you, I get a warm feeling inside. There's something about the things you do that keeps me satisfied. I wouldn't lie to you, baby, it's mainly a physical thing. The feeling that I got for you, baby, it makes me want to sing." So there's a few lines in this first verse that give me the impression that Prince is singing this song from a place of longing again, like he has a crush. And it's, at this point, unrequited. It's just kind of him pointing out to the object of his affection that he's interested in her. So the fact that he mentions it's mainly a physical thing initially to me implies that it's one of those physical attraction crushes. It's a crush that is initially based on a physical attraction, and that, you know, I mean, that's a very common way that two people become interested in each other, is through attraction of the physical form, whether or not it was her eyes or her face or her body or her mannerisms. Those are some of the things that Prince might have been referring to when he said it's mainly a physical thing. But when someone says that, when Prince says that in this verse, that's telling me, as the listener, that he doesn't really know her that well yet, and he's just telling her, "Wow, you know, you're really attractive to me. You're hot. I'm physically attracted to you. It's mainly a physical thing," is what he says. "Baby, baby, when I look at you, I get a warm feeling inside." So he's already telling her right off the bat, just looking at you does it for me. You've got what I want. There's something about the things you do that keep me satisfied. And once again, I don't think he means sexually satisfied at this point. I think he just means the things that you do, meaning just you being you, going about your day, interactions that he has with her. They keep him satisfied because he's just being around her is enough at this point. "I wouldn't lie to you, baby. It's mainly a physical thing," as we talked about. That's kind of like he's just being very blunt about it. "Hey, I'm physically attracted to you. Hope that's cool," because this is the way it is. And then he finishes the verse with, "This feeling that I got for you, baby, it makes me want to sing." So, you know, he wants to tell everybody. He doesn't mind expressing it through song, which is, hello, this is what this song is. That's what he's doing. And he did for Patrice, if this song really is written with her in mind, he did it twice. So he obviously felt like, this might be a way for me to get her interested in me in return by creating these songs about her. So the chorus is very simple for this song. He just goes, "I feel for you, I think I love you," and then repeats that line, "I feel for you, I think I love you. I think I love you." Now, I love you, and if he doesn't just flat out declare, "I love you," and I think that obviously that is just yet another clue that the song is about a fleeting romance, about something that's brand new, or even just like, I've known this woman for a few days or a few weeks, and what I'm feeling potentially could be love. I think I love you. I don't know. Got a warm feeling inside when I'm around you, so there's something going on. I got the butterflies. "I feel for you, I think I love you." And that's the chorus. Very simple, very to the point. And, you know, we all know, I mean, all of us know this song, whether or not you know the Shaka version, the Pointer Sisters version, the Prince version, all the above. I'll even throw the Rebe Jackson version out there, sure. There might be a Rebe Jackson superfan out there listening to this podcast, and that person's like, "Hey, don't dismiss Rebe's version. It's amazing." So verse 2 is a little different then. Well, if verse 1 is Prince telling his prospective lover, the girl that he's interested in, the object of his affection, the subject of the song, that he's interested, he wants to let her know, and he's hoping that it's mutual, but at this point he's just laying it out there for her. Verse 2 kind of switches things up a little, where I feel like the first verse is more aligned with "I Want to Be Your Lover's" lyrics, where it's more, in both songs he's hoping for something and wants to express a longing for someone, But in verse 2 of I Feel For You, you get a sense that they're together, that it worked. all the time and effort that he put in verse 1 paid off. His expressions of love, his expressions of desire, and expressions of attraction paid off, because he starts it off with, "Baby, baby, when I lay with you, there's no place I'd rather be. I can't believe it's true, the things that you do to me when I lay with you." So he's obviously meaning either, sleeping with her. You have to assume that he means sex in this point. At this point in the song, that they've been physical with each other. When I lay with you, they've had sex. There's no place I'd rather be. So the closest that he has now been able to achieve with the subject of the song has really made Prince happy, as you can imagine. Like, this is bliss. You know, he's thinking, there's no place I'd rather be. This is exactly what I want to do. Is wants to lay with you, the person that I expressed this super attraction for, and earlier in the song, I've now managed to convince you that my feelings are true and that she feels the same, or else she wouldn't be with him. So kudos to Prince for making it happen. The next couple lines in the second verse, "I can't believe it's true, the things that you do to me." He's saying that he can't believe it, you know. Like I said in the first, after the first couple lines, he's in heaven, and he can't believe it's true. He can't believe that he's laying next to this beautiful woman that he's so attracted to and so into, that it's almost like a dream to him. He can't believe it. "And the things that you do to me," and that's a very general way of saying whatever it is he's trying to say. "The things you do to me emotionally, the things you do to me physically, the things you do to me spiritually, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. What he's trying to say here is that he's just having a great time. The experience is amazing. Once again, he's in heaven with this woman. And then the next few lines really kind of sort of repeat themselves from the first verse. He switches up the wording a little bit. So he says, "I wouldn't lie to you, baby, I'm physically attracted to you." Now in the first verse he says, "I wouldn't lie to you, baby," which is identical line and identical delivery. But in the first verse he says it's mainly a physical thing, but then he switches it up in the second verse to say, "I'm physically attracted to you." It's saying the exact same thing, just in a different way. I like the fact that he's expressing the exact same sentiment, just in two different ways in the same song, to kind of, symmetry between the two verses. There's a little bit of symmetry there by including the lines about "I wouldn't lie to you, baby," and physical attraction, but it's not identical. So it's not like he's holding a mirror up and this is exactly what he did previously. So, I mean, it's a little thing. It's not a big deal, but I like it. I like the fact that he did that. And then he says again, "This feeling that I've got for you, baby," and instead of saying "it makes me want to sing," which he said in the first verse, he switches up the next line. "There's nothing that I wouldn't do." And obviously he does this to complete the rhyme pattern. "I wouldn't lie to you, baby. I'm physically attracted to you. This feeling that I got for you, baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do." So once he made the decision to not include identical last four lines in the verse, but still express the same sentiment, he knew that he had to switch up the rhyme pattern. So there you go. "There's nothing that I wouldn't do" rhymes with "I'm physically attracted to you." And it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of cool. I like that. Then after the second verse, he repeats the chorus again. "I feel for you. I think I love you." And sings it twice. "I feel for you, I think I love you." And that at this point, you're getting to the outro of the song. I Feel For You is kind of short. I mean, it's over 3 minutes, but it's not a really long song like I Want to Be Your Lover or Why You Want to Treat Me So Bad. But after a couple verses and a couple choruses, he's ready to, you know, do some instrumental in the bridge and get out of here with his little outro. And he says again, "I feel for you," but now he says instead of "I think I love you," he just truncates that a bit and says, "I feel for you, I think it's love. I feel for you, I think I love you. I feel for you, I think it's love." And those are really the only lyrics that he kind of repeats towards the end of the song as the song fades out. It's a song that just about everybody knows at this point. I don't feel like a lot of hidden meaning in "I Feel For You." It is what it is. It's a declaration. And, you know, it's a self-fulfilling declaration where in verse one, "Hey, baby, when I look at you, I got a warm feeling inside. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm physically attracted. You do something to me." Second verse, "Now when I lay with you, there's no place I'd rather be. We're together. I'm in love. Or at least I think it's love." He never once says, "I love you." He just knows he feels good. He thinks that that means it's love. Physically, they're aligned. It's all good there. And he's learning to love this woman. He's getting there. And he thinks he's there, but he's not sure. But that's the point of the song, isn't about him being careful about expressing love. I think it's just him saying, "This is so new. I'm not sure yet, but these are all the amazing things that you do. And these are all the amazing things that I feel when I'm with you. So I think it's love. I think that's what it is." So I think I've said about all I need to say or wanted to say about "I Feel For You." I think universally this is a slam dunk of a song, whether or not Prince recorded it or Chaka Khan recorded it or whoever. It's a great song. It's a great pop song. And the fact that it sounds so different, the two versions, the Chaka version and the Prince version, sound so different, kind of leave me thinking that they're both kind of like the definitive version. Because you can't take away the original and say the original is not the definitive version, because it kind of is. It's the man who wrote it and recorded it for the first time. But Chaka's version is so different and so unique and had so many interesting elements that, I don't know, for me it's a tie. It's a tie. They're both the definitive version. I don't want to live without either one. So, way to go, Prince. Way to go, Chaka Khan. You made an amazing song. So thanks for joining me on episode 17, "I Feel For You." If you'd like to contact me and add your own thoughts about this song or any song that I've covered thus far, please do so. I'd love to hear from you. PressRewind.net is my blog. You can get a hold of me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all looking for the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast. And if you like the podcast, rate it on iTunes. It's always helpful. I'm still on this journey. It's fairly new for me. This is only 17 episodes in a very long, long journey ahead of me. So I would love to get any feedback that you want to give me, good, bad, or otherwise. So until next time, thanks again for listening.